Hi, Marty Lurie here. I always like to call it This Day in Baseball History or Favorite Baseball Memories. And we have one of the most outstanding college coaches in baseball history, and that's Augie Garrido with us. Augie, I always say, favorite moment in baseball, baseball memories. Where do you go with that one?
I think my favorite moment's probably connected to the totally unexpected. In 1975, the Cal State Fullerton team, first year of Division I with the $6,000 budget, was moved into Division I baseball. They were picked last in the conference. We won the conference. And we went into the regional championships with the famous Rod Dedeaux, the coach from USC, who won 11 national championships in his storied and heroic career at USC. And our first opponent in the regional was USC, who had won 5 national championships in a row and was the number one team in the country and poised to win their 6th in a row. And we were playing in the field named after the coach that was coaching the team. So I think the odds were pretty much against our success. But we had a bunch of little rascals that played hard and stayed with the fundamentals of the game. And this is the beauty of baseball. It offers everyone an opportunity. And we played USC first in that tournament, and we beat them.
What a great story. Augie Garrido with us. 1975,
yeah.
Cal State Fullerton beats USC. Who were some of the players in that game, if you recall?
Well, our star pitcher was the star of the tournament, but for USC, they had several players that went on to be major league players. Steve Kemp was their right fielder. Little John was their catcher. They had a major league team, and they were very advanced players, but they couldn't really get excited about an opponent that was so unworthy. And to put it into perspective, when they started the pregame, the Trojans have a horse, a traveler, and he runs around the football stadium. He runs around the baseball stadium on this particular night, and everybody goes crazy, and it's their symbol, their war symbol, so to speak. When we hit the field, the organist in the press box played "It's a Small World" from Disneyland. So that kind of puts it into perspective. But, we won the tournament and went to Omaha.
Wow. Who was your pitcher that night?
Daniel Boone. Swear to God. And you couldn't do it this day and age because the media would beat you to death. He pitched 9 innings. We beat him 3-1. 2 days later, we're in the finals against Pepperdine, who had Mike Scott.
Wow.
Excuse me. And it was a battle. And after 1 1/3 inning, I brought Daniel Boone back for the championship game, and he pitched a shutout, and we won and went to the College World Series. Our team was so poor, we didn't dress there, we didn't have a bus to go there, we all went in separate cars, and honestly, the university president, which would be a violation now, had to buy 6 players shoes and clothes to go on the plane, and most of them had never been on a plane before. So it doesn't get any more unexpected than that.
Boy, what a great story, Augie Garrido. Yeah. We love baseball memories, and you've got a great one there. University of Texas now, and I mentioned the name Bibb Falk, Falk Stadium, part of the name of the stadium, and the great Bibb Falk. I mentioned that name to people, they look at me.
Yeah, well, he was one of the great hitters of Major League Baseball during his period of time. And he was the master at swearing. He could use more profanity in shorter periods of time than any coach in the history of the University of Texas. But he is beloved there at the university and treasured. And I'm only the 4th coach in, I think, about almost 100 years. So we've been to the College World Series. I don't know if people know this or not. 11 times more than any other team in the nation. So the expectations are really high. We built a $50 million stadium to play baseball in at the University of Texas. And we're pretty much treated like the New York Yankees. When we win, it's really great. And when we lose, it's really bad. So, but the excitement is always in the players themselves and the opportunities that come up. And we've done very, very well during the 19 years that I've been there.
Oh, what a great story. All right, tell me some of your players, maybe that you enjoy talking about, maybe the most exciting, the hardest working, or sure. most successful.
I could name some that no one would know their names. But probably at Fullerton, starting with the early days, 79 was our first national championship there, and it was led by the great Tim Wallach, who is now the third base coach for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Then we followed up with that in 1990. We won in 84, but we didn't really have a major league player on that team. But Tim and then we had in 1992... we finished second, and Phil Nevin was the only player to ever play in the College World Series on a second-place team that was the most valuable player. We got beat by Pepperdine 3-2. Then in 1995, which Omaha voted as the best team to ever play in the College World Series, Mark Kotze was the leader, and he's now the hitting coach. Phil's a AAA manager. Mark Kotze is the hitting coach for the San Diego Padres, great player in the major leagues. So those are some of the most recognizable ones from Cal State Fullerton. Houston Street, the stopper for the Angels, is a Texas graduate. So we've had Omar Quintanilla was one of my favorites for a lot of reasons, and currently, one of my reasons for being here was to ask Brandon Belt, who graduated from the University of Texas and was a star player for us. I asked him to be on a committee, and we're raising money, not asking him to donate, but to be on a committee to endorse all of the players from the University of Texas, because I have two more years of my contract and I'm finished with it. But I want to leave by leaving a full scholarship, an endowed scholarship for the baseball program, and I'm asking some of the people, I'm asking Brandon to represent all of the players, because he was a kid that came from, the first time he played at the University of Texas, there were more people in the stands than in his hometown. And I got mad at him between his junior year and his senior year because he didn't play summer ball. And then he told me he had to work so he could pay for his college education. Then I found out even later that he worked on a garbage truck. And here he is. So he represents a spirit that all mankind can relate to, if you, at least in America. If you work hard, you believe in yourself, and you have a total commitment to our society and to your team in this case, you can do whatever you dream you can do.
What a thrill. Good man. Augie Garrido, very nice. I'm very happy to have you on the show. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm happy you asked me. I don't hang out in Major League stadiums very often, and I'm not looking for this kind of thing. But I think it's, you know, I have a school teacher's mentality, so when you give such good leading questions and an opportunity to talk about what I think really is important, and that's the relationship between parents and their children, and helping the parents eliminating the fears of failure that go along with baseball, is where my real quest is.
Great. Let me ask you one thing about sure. Belt. Did you pitch him?
We did, and we decided, and this is very seldom the case, you can hit a lot better than you can pitch. And hitting's really hard. and when he played for us, the Giants have done an amazing job with him, because he can hit balls now that he could not hit in college. And so they've adjusted his stance and adjusted his thinking about pitches to look for and pitches to swing at. And he's hitting pitches that he couldn't get to in college. You'll remember this. He had a stance like Stan Musial. Very closed, very bundled up, so he had trouble on the inside pitch. And they pitched him inside as much as they could, but in college no one has the command that these pitchers have. So when he got to the major leagues, they were able to exploit that weakness. So he had to make adjustments. And now he's hitting the ball to all fields with power. And he's one of the best defensive first basemen, and certainly one of the best teammates in Major League Baseball.
Well, Boy, a pleasure. Augie, thank you so much. Augie Garrido, what a pleasure.
I'm honored to meet you.
All right. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.
Okay.